everyone. Welcome to another edition of our Uxbridge High School Spartan podcast. My name is Mike Rubin, Uxbridge High School principal. Great to have you with us as we get ready to start the 2020-21 school year. It's been 6 months, and we will finally start the process of really getting folks back into the building in the next couple of weeks. At least that is our tentative plan, and we've been really working so very hard. This has been a difficult challenge. It's certainly a challenge unlike any other of my career. So I'm starting year 20. Believe it or not, hard to believe that this will be year 20 for me in the field of education. And you know, I can't remember a summer quite like this. And you know, usually I take some time off and clear my head and get myself inspired for the coming school year. And this year, you know, that never really came to fruition. I never really got that opportunity. And I'm not disappointed in that. You know, there was so much that had to get done, but you know, it was an unusual summer. And you know, it seemed like the end of last year really just spilled into the summer, and that's now spilled into this year. And you know, we've been having so many conversations about the start of the school year, returning to school since the day that we left back in March. And you know, we still got a couple of weeks before the students get in. And you know, what really hit me, to be perfectly honest, there was an afternoon evening. I was in the building late this week, a couple of times, finalizing some things and doing my usual, you know, catching up on emails and whatnot. And I left my office for a minute and I walked out in the hall. I'm trying to get in the habit of, you know, following the same instructions that are on the floors for the coming weeks. And it was the emptiness that really struck me. The building is still empty. The building is still not back to that usual life that comes with the end of August. This is the time of year when, I was a soccer coach and a soccer player, and this is that time of year when your seasons start getting going and the student athletes are back on campus and you see them in the hallways and they're in grabbing water or using a restroom or making a phone call home. At least they used to before everybody had a cell phone. And it's just been different. It has been different. And the one thing that I think is important for everyone out there to hear is that though the circumstances are different and the how may be different, the what is not. You know, we're still going to bring kids in and we're still going to teach them the subjects that we believe are important. We're going to build the relationships with them that we believe our school should be built on. And we're going to work with our staff over these next couple of weeks to make sure that these transitions for students between work in the building to work outside the building, to students who are in more frequently than others because of their needs, to students who are out more frequently because it was a decision of their family to do so, that we're going to be excellent at what we do because that's our collective responsibility. And you know, there've been a lot of messages that have been sent out there over the last few weeks. Things that have been hurtful to some people in the field. You know, I'm a teacher at heart, and reading some of the things that have been posted about educators over the last few weeks on social media, not necessarily in Uxbridge, but certainly on a more national or statewide scale, it's hard. And I think one of the things that I think all need to do now as we start into the school year is really commit to some things. And the biggest one to me is that we are really all in this together. I mean, that virus that's out there doesn't care whether you're a freshman or a sophomore, a junior or a senior. It doesn't care whether you're working in a school or working in a hospital or working in a supermarket. And there are steps we can take to make each other be safe. And that means, you know, following some of the health guidelines that our Board of Health and our nurses have provided. And that means taking care of each other and following suit and not being, for lack of a better word, careless and reckless with the decisions that we make. And it's hard. You know, we go through periods of time where we don't see and we don't interact with the same number of people that we used to, or those interactions are different, or we have people with whom we've invited into that, you know, inner circle, and they're part of your, you know, your familial pod, and, you know, you trust in each other in a different way. And that is really what we are counting on, to make our school year successful. You know, I have friends around the nation. The one positive to being one of the many positives of being part of this greater network of schools around the country that Uxbridge is now a member of are these lessons that we learn from other parts of the nation that have either opened with poor plans or opened without plans, or not been clear with the families about what the expectations were, or not being clear with the students. And we are really hoping that we are being as clear as we can possibly be. And I know that there is fear in this community. I know there's fear from our staff. I know there's fear from our administration that we are just, you know, I listen to the public comments at school committee. I can promise you, as the principal of Uxbridge High School, that we are going to do everything in our power to make sure that this coming year is a safe one. And I don't want to walk out into the hall next August or this March or November and see what I saw the other day. It was empty and it was lonely. And it was not the Uxbridge High School that I am so proud of. It was a very, very different, clean. It was clean, I grant you that, but it was empty for August. And we don't want that. We really don't. So do your part. Follow our guidance. We will do everything in our power to keep everyone safe. And but it is a very much a shared responsibility, and we cannot do it without everyone out there. On that note, you know, some things we have to do differently. And, you know, one of those things we're doing differently next week is grade eight orientation. One of the things we're doing differently is our first faculty meeting of the school year. We're modeling some of this hybrid experience. Our orientation is going to be hybrid, in that it's going to be presented in person to some folks. There's going to be three different times when it's going to be presented based on the alphabet. And there's going to be a recording of it made available to people publicly after the fact, that we're hoping to present information in a number of different ways. And that is to get our eighth graders back in and acclimated with the building. The upperclassmen, you're going to have something similar. We're going to be going through for you exactly how, you know, we pass through the building, what areas are accessible and when, stairways that are accessible and how. Because again, the what doesn't change. You're still going to go to class. You're still going to go from A to B. The how is what's different. There's going to be stairs that are going to be a different orientation. There's going to be hallways that are going to be a different orientation. But again, we are very confident that we can take care of each other and follow these directions. So we look forward to grade eight orientation next week. We certainly will make sure that all of the information we share and the questions that are asked are provided to the greater good. So everyone has an opportunity to hear them. Next up, athletics. We did have an updated modifications to sports were released by the MIAA on Friday, the August the 28th. They're complicated, and our coaches and Mr. Carboni, they are going to work collaboratively to make sure that we are able to put those in place. And we are still working on details of scheduling and when we can start, and when our league is going to start, when our common opponents are going to start. who those opponents are going to be. Some schools are electing not to participate in fall athletics. And so we have a number of complications on that front. We will do our best to communicate them as they come up. But I have to be honest, it is a very, very challenging road to hoe for us in terms of athletics. And I'm saying this as somebody who's coaching youth soccer himself right now. There are a lot of habits that we have to learn and unlearn to make this make the sports season safe and successful. And we'll be sharing out all of that information very, very soon. Last couple of pieces that probably more urgent or things that people are particularly interested in. Cohort assignments are going to be released next week. We are pretty much done. We want to thank you for getting back in touch with us. We really don't have a ton of folks that have not communicated with us what their cohort, whether they want it to be remote or hybrid. One thing that we do need to reiterate: when you get your cohort assignment, the natural inclination will be for students to say, oh, I'm not with this person, or I am with that person. There aren't going to be a lot of opportunities to switch. Our numbers are pretty tight, and we can switch things based on families, meaning people who live in the same home. We want to be in the same cohort. And there may be some different last name situations that we maybe didn't do that correctly. But the reality is that you can't just switch cohorts. You know, there have been times where people have been able to lobby to switch certain classes, or switch from one teacher to another, or switch from one course to another, or I want to take this level, or I'd like to do this differently. This is a little different. So the only requests to change at this point that are going to be honored are going to be those that are really with respect to A, safety, you know, meaning there's something between a couple of students that we're trying to keep an eye on. And two, the reality is if you're in the same household and we made a mistake because there may be a last name that was different, or, you know, by luck of the draw, we made a mistake and just didn't really think of that. So please, if you're in either of those categories and there's, you know, something legal that we are not aware of, or there's something in terms of a household that you get a couple of letters for two different kids and it says they're on different schedules, we certainly mean that was inadvertent, and please get back to us. So that's pretty much it from us. We're bringing the staff back in next week. We're really looking forward to seeing a lot of faces starting to make their way back around campus. And we will do everything in our power to continue to communicate with you as this, you know, the end of summer and the clock strikes September, and we start looking ahead to what we hope will be a very successful, but more importantly, a safe and healthy new year. So with that, I just want to say thanks for tuning in. This has been the Expert High School Spartan Podcast, and we certainly look forward to seeing you around campus very soon. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Be safe.